Good morning. Welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today, I'm going to talk about live good versus freelancing. This is going to be an interesting video. I make money with live good and with freelancing. So hopefully you'll take my perspective for what it is. And what I want to do is just give you some insights to help you decide which model is best for you. So what is live good? Live good is a network marketing company. It's kind of like a hybrid of affiliate marketing and network marketing where you can refer people and make money. You can also sell products online and make money. The beauty of LiveGood is that it lets you build a residual income and it gives you leverage. Now, what is freelancing? Freelancing is when you're an independent contractor, just like you are with LiveGood, and you do work for other businesses. Maybe you edit videos, perhaps you make graphics, maybe you do editing or you write articles for another business. Those are freelancers. And they typically work on websites like Upwork, Fiverr, and you bid on jobs. In a nutshell, a company is looking to hire someone to do a certain task, but they don't want an employee, so they hire a freelancer. The freelancer bids on that project. They do the project. They get paid. Both the employer and the freelancer go their own way. Pretty cool. So let's talk about the pros and cons of LiveGood. One of the pros is that you get access to great products at great prices. Even if you just want to be a wholesale member and enjoy your savings, that's a great thing. You also get leverage by building a team. So as a freelancer, your work is dictated just by what you do. When you do network marketing, you get the leverage of what other people do in addition to what you do. You can also create residual income instead of trading hours for dollars. When you do freelancing, you basically work X amount of hours and you get paid for that, either by the hour or by the project. With LiveGood, there is not a lot of money on the front end when you're first starting out, but you can build a residual income. And as your team grows, as you start to get duplication, you can continue to get paid even on work that you did not do. So that's really cool. That's what I like about LiveGood. Now let's talk about freelancing. One of the tough things about freelancing is it can be tough to find jobs. There's a lot of competition internationally, and international folks typically work a lot cheaper than US-based freelancers. For an example, when I hire freelancers to work with me, I can hire someone good in the Philippines for $3 to $5 an hour. That same person in the US is $40 to $50 per hour. Another benefit, though, of freelancing is that it provides immediate income. So if you need money today, freelancing is a better way to make money today as compared to LiveGood, but there's no residual component to freelancing. So once your job is done and you get paid, you're off to finding your next job. It can be a great income if you can find work. If you're a talented freelancer and you're good at what you do, you can make $40, $50, $100 per hour, depending on what type of skills you have and what type of niche you focus on. So it can be lucrative financially if you're good at it. But you are trading hours for dollars, and there's just no leverage in it, and you're constantly on the hamster wheel looking for your next project. So these are the pros and cons of LiveGood and freelancing. What do I recommend? Well, the first thing I would tell you is what I would tell anybody else. You have to do what's best for you. What I recommend you do, though, is you do both. If you like freelancing, do freelancing to make some immediate money today, but let LiveGood be your plan B. And if you don't choose LiveGood, let another network marketing company be your plan B, where you can build up something part-time over a period of a few years and build up something significant so you have options in life, so you have leverage, so you can build up that residual. And if you don't even choose network marketing, pick something where you can create a leverage residual income so you can have that passive income. That is the secret to financial freedom, passive income. Regardless of where or how you generate it, that should be your goal, whether it's LiveGood or something else. So these are my thoughts on LiveGood versus freelancing. I hope you got some value from today's video. If you did, please check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, and click that notifications bell. I do post a new video every day, so please check back often. And with that, thanks again. Have a great day.